And now track 10, the last of our new news tracks for this week. And firstly, we have Raising a Glass to the Ipple Tipple. Ale, ciders, food and live music were all on the bill at Ipplepen last weekend. The ever-popular Ipple Tipple Beer and Cider Festival took part alongside the annual Ipplepen Village Garden Show. Visitors to the show were treated to a huge selection of prize-winning fruit, vegetables and flowers, plus bakes and craft items on display, as well as a wide range of stalls, classic car displays and activities for all age ranges. The beer festival featured a selection of the choicest brews from Devon ale makers and also included live music from the likes of the Totnes Ukulele Collective, Unity in Sound Community Choir and Dragascars, among others. Run by volunteers, the festival raises funds that go back into the local community. And the item is surrounded by several photographs, one of which shows a cake judge tasting coffee cakes, which inspired a desperate need to taste a coffee cake myself. There's a photograph showing the vegetable stalls and displays. They're so neatly arranged, they look marvellous. The most colourful, of course, is the winning blooms on display. And also, there is a row of the four-wheeled vehicles on display in the showground.
Exhibition highlights environmental issues. Tynemouth Seafront has turned into a thought-provoking art gallery for a 19th time. The Tynemouth Recycled Art in the Landscape exhibition of sculptures made from recycled materials aims to highlight environmental issues. Members of the public will be able to vote for their favourite from the 1st of August, and the most popular will be announced at an awards ceremony in the autumn, along with the winners of the Environmental Award, Community Award and Tynemouth Art Society Artist Award. Trail intends to provide everyone with a chance to create and exhibit large-scale artwork for an outdoor environment, whether a professional artist, school, community group or amateur artist. The Seafront exhibition opened last Monday and the works will be on display until September the 27th. And there are lots of really, really well done recycled art. There's one of a lion, there's some fishes, there's a huge bee and some very creative work obviously done by local people.
All is ale and hearty in Ashburton. As traditions go, Ashburton's ale tasting and bread weighing ceremony go back a long way. The event, which can trace its roots back 700 years, is organised by the Ashburton Court's Leet and Baron, who, as well as appointing a portreeve and master bailiff, still elect ceremonial ale testers and bread weighers. Last Saturday's procession, with the participants attired in medieval garb, wound its way around the town, calling at both hostelries and bakers to ensure that both good ale and bread were sold. Bread and ale were such an important staples of the medieval diet, and their quality and price were a significant concern to the authorities. This led to the first law in British history to regulate the production and sale of food, the assize of bread and ale, traditions which are still followed in the town to this day. And there are some lovely photographs of people dressed in medieval garb with aprons and mob caps. There's a photo of a certificate which the bread weighers get, which basically said the bread weighers of this ancient borough have weighed your bread and pronounced it of correct weight. I therefore hand you, Master Baker, a certificate to hang on the wall of your house to show all and sundry that your bread is of good weight and has been approved by the official bread weighers of this town. And there are people tasting ale. There's a photo of the mayor in all his garb, complete with his tricorn hat, his red coat and his chains, and a photograph of a chap dressed in medieval stuff, supping ale and giving ale out to standers or bystanders.
Classic cars on show in Dawlish. Classic vehicles gathered on part of the lawn in Dawlish on Sunday. The second Dawlish Celebrates Carnival Classic Vehicle Gathering took place despite the threat of rain. This year, as a large part of the lawn is off limits due to work by South West Water, some of the vehicles could be seen along the Strand. The static display featured vintage and classic cars and motorbikes, as well as classic commercial vehicles, military and emergency vehicles. And refreshments were also available, provided by the WI. And there are some photographs of a classic Chevy with white wall tyres, which looks quite enormous, actually, and I wouldn't like to try parking it. There's also a very old Austin 10 and a rather snazzy Lotus Elan Spirit, which was gathering quite a lot of admiring glances, apparently.